Comic books, movies, TV, and more. Nerds are everywhere. It's time to assemble! It's Nerds United.
Hello and welcome to a brand new Nerds United, a Jittery Monkey podcast, and we are live for you tonight on YouTube and Facebook. And I'm your host, Greg Mahochko, my co-host of the year, and my good friend right there. Yep, he's like, you'll reach out and, yep, that's it. That's the perfect. Mike Luther, or AKA Luigi Mario. How are you, sir?
I'm doing pretty good. You know what? Before I came on here, I was on Facebook, of course. And one of the podcasts within the Jittery Monkey world was putting out or was wanting some suggestions, my 1-2-3 cents for their Survivor series. And I think we both had some good suggestions. I don't know if you saw mine or not.
I haven't yet.
Yours? Okay, so yours was wrestlers with magnificent beards, right? Yeah. And like mine was wrestlers who Bret Hart hates. Or, yeah.
Doesn't like.
Yeah. Wrestlers that Bret Hart doesn't like.
Oh,
I'm hoping that one gets picked. There's gonna be a lot of them.
It would be a very overwhelming team, overpowered and over. There'd be no parity in that particular matchup. Yeah. No chance for the competition. So, you've had a good week.
Yeah.
Good.
I mean, yeah. I had my last online class for this semester. It's still not over yet. I still have a lot to do, but we're not meeting next week, and then basically just have to write a bunch of papers and do stuff. It's weird because in a master's class so far, what I've realized is it's kind of just like figure this out on your own. Like I'm supposed to do a logic model. Don't know, no clue what a logic model really is.
But, Google.
Yeah, that's kind of what I have to do. And they give you basic ideas, and they'll just like it would be like if I said, okay, for a bachelor's degree, if you build a house, it's step by step. It's like, okay, you're first, you have to build the foundation. And then you have to, I don't know how houses are made, but I'm making this shit up, you know.
First you have to dig a hole.
Dig a hole probably, I guess, you know. But it would give you
step by step. Building your foundation on solid ground is a good tip.
Yeah, and like every class, you kind of dig a little bit more into what it is. And stuff. Master's is like, okay, so a house is a building, and it has walls and a roof, and there's electrical stuff and plumbing. All right, go for it. It's like, oh, okay, well, all right. So
I Googled what is a logic model.
Tell me.
A logic model is a graphic illustration of the relationship between a program's resources, activities, and its intended effects.
Yeah.
Logic models clearly and concisely show how interventions affect behavior and achieve a goal.
Yeah. So you just speaking
to a master's
professor, they just tell you that and go like, all right, do it. So that's a lot of Googling for me. But yeah, I'll do after this. I already worked out, so I'll do either go on TikTok for a long time or do a little schoolwork. And that'll be it.
Well, let me tell you about my plans for after the show. I think after the show, I'm going to go to bed. And I'll tell you why.
Okay.
4:30 in the morning, I hear, Daddy! Daddy! I was like, what in the world? I get up. I know it's Robert. I go into a room, and he's freaking out. I'm like, okay, come on. Shh, come on, come on. Come on. And I go to close the door, and Matthew's like, Daddy? I was like, oh, no. He woke up the other.
Yep. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Which doesn't usually happen. Usually, Matthew's a pretty solid sleeper.
Okay.
Like,
okay.
You know, like, I have to go and be like, hey, buddy, it's time to get up. You know, no, I don't do that. Yeah. For the visual people, I'm not. No. No, so usually he'll sleep through the fussing and crying. But apparently that wasn't the first overnight situation we had. And I didn't realize this. I didn't know this until 4:30, but like 3:15 or 3:30, something like that. I guess the furnace kicked on and the, door to the garage was not closed tight and the alarm was on.
Oh, okay.
So when the air pressure shifted, the door opened. The alarm went off. Off. Off forever, however long. To the fact that I guess I didn't hear it.
Yeah.
Ashley got up and got downstairs, turned off the alarm, did whatever she had to do. It was off by 4:30. So I have been awake since 4:30. The twins, up until like an hour ago, they had been awake since 4:30. I'm ready to go to sleep.
That's fair. That's fair. Yeah, you get yourself some rest there.
We might. We joke about this every week or almost every week. We don't have a ton to talk about. We could do a quick show, but I also know us.
Yeah.
And
it'll be at least an hour.
We'll see. But here's the thing. We know that tonight's kind of a big night, so we may not have as many viewers live with us tonight as usual, because going on right now is the big fight on Netflix. It's the pre-card. It's not the main event, but it's Jake Paul v. Mike Tyson.
Yeah.
Your mic. So they're not to that fight yet, but that's probably why our numbers are down. You know, if people are like, they didn't get nearly as much. That's why.
They didn't get their two viewers in. What's going on?
We got our two viewers in. Fred's here.
Oh, yay.
Fred says, dig that hole, Mike. We're talking, yeah, talking about the house building. So, and he also says, Yo, Joe. That's an 80s cartoon reference if you didn't already know.
Yes. That might be one on our list. I don't know.
It may be.
Who knows?
We'll get to that.
We'll find out at the end.
Later on. At the
end, yeah.
Mike, I did a special delivery to you this week. I brought you some comics, and you took advantage and you read some comics.
I did. Well, before you did that, I had gone to your house, I want to say like 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 months ago or something like that. I picked up some. And I finished reading one of them finally, which this, the one I finished reading finally was Green Lantern season 2.
Yes.
Why I picked up season 2, I don't know, because I was so effing confused.
Did you not read season 1 yet?
I should have read season 1. I'll be honest with you. Like, I'm not shitting on Green Lantern, because either like Green Lantern movie, horrible. Green Lantern comic books, usually, for the most part, are pretty good.
Why you know? Be like that? There's
some really good Green Lantern comic books. In fact, the one you gave me recently probably is good. This one was just like, okay, it's a comic book.
Now that's Grant Morrison, right?
It's Grant Morrison. What you get? Yeah. He's usually a great writer, amazing writer, but it was just
different.
Different, yeah. So that one is the one I read, and then the one that I read and really liked. So I think maybe 2 or 3 days ago, I told you I started reading Berserker.
Right.
And I think I said I got 2 issues in.
I think you were. You were 2 issues in.
Yeah. And then last night, I couldn't sleep. And so I was like, okay, I'm going to read some comics.
Wait, can you blame Robert for that too?
Yes. All Robert's fault. Yeah. Yes. I sensed him being awake. No, so I rotated between, I would read an issue and then clean a little bit, and then read an issue and clean a little bit. And got the house still not really clean at all, but it just never gets clean. I finished all 12 issues of Berserker. Really liked it. Obviously, you talked about it's a quick read. And for those that don't know or didn't hear Greg talk about it almost like a year ago, I feel.
It's a quick read.
It is. It's essentially about this guy that he's kind of, I don't want to say he's invincible. He just can't die.
Right.
You know, he heals very well, quicker than anybody else. Like, you know, he can obliterate it in a couple days. He's fine. And in fact, when he actually does, quote unquote, die, he comes back to life somehow. And you find out he's 800,000 years old or whatever it is, yeah. You know.
Essentially from the beginning of mankind.
Mankind, yeah. And so it kind of flashes back and forth between present day and kind of his origin story. It has an ending, but then they kind of leave it up, you know, like maybe we could do more. And I know there's a couple one shots that you gave me. I'm assuming those take place in ancient times, but I don't know for sure.
They bounce around. Okay. again, not knowing exactly which ones I gave you, I think one of them is like Genghis Khan. One is ancient Greece. But one of my favorites is actually like the Old West.
Okay.
You know,
okay.
So there's, and I don't know if that's one you have. That might be.
Yeah. I might. Yeah. Who knows? But it's definitely brutal. Cause I mean, he's a assassin, warrior, or whatever, you know. And when he goes into his real name's Anute. I don't know how to pronounce it.
That's Unut or something.
Yeah, Unut, like, sure.
I think more sounds than an actual.
Probably, phonetic. Yeah. But when he goes into his quote-unquote berserker mode, he just destroys people. I mean, talking like ripping faces off and ripping limbs off and just annihilating people, you know. In fact, one of the really cool things, and I guess it's somewhat of a spoiler, they want to see how powerful he is. And they essentially bury him 2 miles underground with no escape.
Mm-hmm.
And he escapes essentially, but in a very strange way. But yeah, it's so I really enjoyed that one. And then what I'm currently working on is one I think you just recently read, and I think I'm on chapter 3. Yes, just started chapter 3. That is Geiger.
Yes,
you know, and that one's also been a really quick read so far.
I like quick reads.
So do I. Essentially, about a guy that he was in the middle of a nuclear bomb when it went off, you know, and survived, and is kind of roaming the lands and stuff and trying to figure stuff out. Yeah. It's a post apocalyptic kind of world. So like, cause when at first I was reading it, I was like, okay, it starts off as, okay, this is our time. And then there's like a king,
right.
You know, I always like comic books when you turn a page and there's something surprising there. And I think you'll know what I'm talking about. I don't think this is, the king has to wear a mask now.
Yep.
You know, one of those. You're like, oh, okay.
Yeah, I didn't, the first time I saw the king, mm-hmm. I didn't realize he was wearing a mask. And then, you know, you flip the page and you see, and then you flip back, oh, okay. Yeah. Yes. You know, because it's a relatively minor detail
mm-hmm.
if you're not looking for it.
Yeah, yeah. So that's what I've been reading so far, I guess. I don't know if you've been reading, or I've been watching some stuff, but I don't know if you've been reading some stuff.
I haven't read anything more because I just finished Geiger and, you know, this week, and I did want to get it to you. Sorry, I feel like I have like eyelash in my eye, so I apologize for the awkwardness. So I haven't read any more, but I did acquire
today. Oh, what'd you get?
I'm so glad you asked because I forgot what I ordered.
Okay.
And so it was a little surprise when they rang me up. First, the polls that I have, which are Gargoyle's Still, Quest, yeah. Which I think, I'm kind of in it for this point for the cover art.
Yeah, you know, fair.
It's good. And I haven't seen a Gargoyle's one in a little while. So we'll see. They're more limited runs, so if it goes 6 or 8 issues, I'm not too terribly worried about it. I kind of forgot that I was still getting this, but I still got Space Ghost number 7. I
think
7 or 8 is probably going to be about where I cut it off there.
Yeah.
And then when I was in there, what was it, last week before, something like that, I was looking for a trade paperback. Not anything particular, but I was just kind of browsing like, ooh. And I found Omnibus Volume 1. Of a particular DC story. And I looked on the back of it and I was like, because it was hard bound or hardcover. It was like that thick. This does not do it.
That's thick for certain things. Yeah.
It was as thick as the microphone.
Oh, okay. Oh yeah.
And I priced it and I said, what, issues like, what am I missing? Is this the whole story? Because you figure it's 100 whatever bucks it was. I was like, it better be the whole damn story. And they said, oh, no, that's not the whole story. In fact, that's missing certain chunks. And I mean, you'd be better off just getting like the individual trade paperbacks. I said, okay, put me down for what I thought when I went in to get it today was one. What ended up being was volumes one and two.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So, and that is pulled from the famed, very popular hero fighting game. That's not, I mean, it's like a Mortal Kombat-esque, but it's in the DC, and that is Injustice.
Yes.
Injustice, Gods Among Us, Year One, and Injustice, Gods Among Us, Year Two.
So, okay.
Look at all those.
Oh, those are pretty thick. Those are, yeah.
Yeah, but no, the Omnibus didn't. Oh. I think they said it was, I don't know. They end of the day, it was going to be more cost effective for me to get like the year, 5 years of these versus the one Omnibus that only had the first 3 years.
Okay.
So, for those of you who don't know, in the Injustice, because I know they've made an animated movie about this as well, but in the multiverse version of Injustice from the DC universe, Joker kills Lois Lane. And that is not something that Superman can abide.
Yes.
And so Superman kills Joker. And chaos ensues. So I remember playing Injustice, the video game, like the first one, what was it 15, almost 20 years ago, maybe? And interesting premise, but it's essentially, I thought it was going to be more of a story-based game, but it was Mortal Kombat. You know, it was Mortal Kombat just with DC heroes and villains. So, you know, the story in the video game allows for certain, like, you know, Red Sun or Underwater, you know, like balancing of powers, you know, to where Superman's just not running roughshod like realistically he would. So I'm actually really excited because I've not watched the animated movie. So I'm actually really excited to dig into these and get caught up on this other Elseworld type of story. So Fred says, saw one Injustice movie, it was pretty good.
I don't think I've ever seen an Injustice movie.
I think they're on Max.
I think so too.
Should you ever choose to venture over there and enjoy.
I think I told you I was looked on Max because I thought season four of Superman Lois was on. I knew it was still on TV. I don't know. I guess it's on CW or something. I'm not sure. But I thought they had it on CW and on Max simultaneously. But I found out that, no, it's once it's done on CW or wherever it's at on TV, then it'll go on Max. Hmm. So
yeah, that kind of makes sense.
Yeah. I've seen a
couple. It sucks for you. But
it does. But that's okay. I've been watching Tulsa King season two, which I have one episode left, and then the series or season finale is this Sunday, which I'll watch that. And then I'm currently watching the second part of season six, Cobra Kai.
That just dropped today, didn't it?
Yes, yeah, yeah.
There was something else that came out today, and I was like, oh, it seems like a lot of stuff's dropping the same day as the big fight, you know, it's like numbers are going to be skewed at least for the remainder of tonight, you know?
Yeah.
So I forgot the Cobra Kai. Well, I know you told me the Cobra Kai was up, but I didn't watch any of it. I'm just kind of sitting in a comfort food type of TV, you know, content mode right now. So don't laugh. We're still watching Big Bang Theory. Okay. But earlier today, I was at the office and I was actually doing this stuff at my work office, but it was Friday afternoon. I didn't care. And I was watching Ted Lasso.
Okay. All right. Well, hey, Ted Lasso's great.
Shrinking. Did you watch? You watched first season of Shrinking.
I watched the first season. Yeah. Yeah.
I think they're about 5-6 episodes into season two.
Okay.
So have to get you caught up on that.
Yeah,
in the not too distant future. But you know what I was watching most recently before like Twins Bedtime and stuff? Mm-hmm. You know what I was watching, Mike?
What were we watching?
The family and I, we were watching How to Train Your Dragon.
Okay, good.
little fun family picture there. And oddly enough, I think it was just today that we got our first look at what the live action How to Train Your Dragon is going to kind of look. Full disclosure for all you people who are going to get your hopes up. Oh, is it going to be Toothless? No, it's going to be Hiccup. But check it out.
Yeah. And look, that looks like him.
That is, from the Empire 2025 preview first look. That is definitely from the, I don't want to say penultimate scene, but it's the, it's end of Act 2.
Yeah.
You know, where Hiccup is supposed to kill the dragon, but he, you know, again, spoiler, I suppose, he puts his knife down and he goes to approach it. And Gerard Butler is actually playing Stoic the Vast in the live action version as well. I don't know if you knew that, because he voiced the dad in the animated movies, and he's going to do the live action.
It was funny because you had this picture already, but I didn't know that I sent you the picture. And then I asked if you had ever watched How to Train Your Dragon, and you're like, well, it's not have I watched it, it's how many times have we watched it?
Yeah. But
understandable. It's a very good movie. In fact, I kind of want to watch it again now.
We have seen all there are four of them now, I believe.
I think I've only seen one.
So there's this one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, or the original one.
The OG.
In the second one, he finds his mother, who he thought was dead.
Okay.
And spoiler alert: dad dies.
Oh, dang it! I remember dad. I liked him.
In the third one, there. It's all starting to run together because maybe they're only just three. I don't know. It doesn't matter. The point is, they're making a live action one.
Yes.
Live action people and not live action dragons, because dragons aren't real.
Well, that we know of. Maybe they'll find some. I just looked, and I'm just telling the viewers, because you know this, I'm sure, but it's on Max, so I can watch it.
It's also long before we had Max, I think we've just bought them on Prime. So. I think actually we had the original one in hard copy DVD.
Speaking of Prime, another a movie or documentary, I guess, that I have it queued up on Prime right now. In fact, so I might watch it later. I don't know if you knew much about the was it Roger Corman Fantastic Four?
I didn't.
Okay, well, they have a documentary about that now. I think it's called Doomed. Roger Corman or something like that. I don't know, but it's on Prime. It's free on Prime, and I've heard good things about it. And essentially, it's about how, from what I've understood from it, Fantastic Four, the rights were gonna go somewhere else, and so they needed somebody to make it, and people were turning it down and stuff like that. And then essentially, they went to this Roger Corman guy who kind of just made B movies. And he made a very shitty Fantastic Four. And part of the thing was just like, he just had to make it. He didn't even have to, like, right. I think he had to go out to like six theaters or something. They don't care about making them. Yeah.
The untold story of Roger Corman's The Fantastic Four.
Yes.
Now it is on there. It is on Prime Video's freebie.
Yes.
Which is going away. That was a headline earlier. Soon, yeah. You know. Oh, good, man. Watch it. So, yeah. Hiccup and others are coming to theater near you in 2025.
I look forward to it.
That's not all that's heading to a theater near you in 2025, Mike.
Well, that's true. There's probably going to be more.
There's going to be a few more. There are a few more things here. One of them is, and I just watched the trailer about, I don't know, an hour ago.
Okay.
And that is Captain America 4,
yep.
Brave New World.
Yeah.
And in the trailer, we get our first look, because you're going to have to help me out. The actor who originally played Thunderbolt Ross.
Bill Bixby.
No.
Wayne Brady.
No, I don't think it was Wayne Brady.
Sargento Palmerotto.
Hurt. William Hurt.
William Hurt.
I knew we'd get there eventually.
Yes.
So Harrison Ford now has the mantle and got a bit of an upgrade.
Yep, going to be turned into good old Red Hulk for at least a scene.
Yeah. Man. I mean, I think probably at least two scenes.
Maybe. I think that they'll have one scene where he's starting to turn and you see like an arm or a leg or something, and then it goes somewhere else, and then they'll have the second scene where he fights Captain America.
I'm going to hide this real quick. Fred says, in regards to the Doomed documentary, he says they have a similar one for the Nick Cage Superman, I think. Correct. And it is called The Death of Superman Lives. And
is it on anything?
It's called What Happened. I actually have it somewhere. Like I bought it like a VOD or something, but I don't know. The director was a gentleman by the name of John Schnepp. Now he has since passed away after the movie was released. You know, to the limited scale that it was. But Kevin Smith wrote a draft for this movie.
Yeah,
I think Tim Burton was on to direct. So, I mean, there's a lot of great storytelling in this. But yeah, it's wild. And the fact that we got that version of Superman at the end of The Flash, it was a little bit of a precursor to what we got in Deadpool and Wolverine, honestly.
Yeah.
I mean, I think Deadpool and Wolverine did it better.
I would say so, yes.
Sorry, back to Red Hulk and Captain America Brave New World. April of 25. Does that sound accurate or February?
I thought February or March.
Okay, I'll take your word for it.
Yeah. I think it is February.
It works for me.
I'm going to look it up now. I almost think it's February 14th because I just remember something came out and I was like, oh, that's interesting.
The perfect date movie.
Really? Well, I was thinking it's for the single guys that don't have dates on.
Oh, yeah, you're right. February 14th.
Is it? Okay, cool.
Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. I mean, come on. Let's, Seth Rollins is in. I forgot about that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know who he's playing, but that'd be interesting.
I heard he was playing somebody from the Serpent Society.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. All right. Well, let's move along then, Mike, here as we cruise. In April of next year, we get more Star Wars.
Yes. As
Andor Season 2. It's Disney Plus. We talked about this at the time. Mm-hmm. Yes, while it took me a long time to get through Andor because, mm-hmm. I'd put it on at 10:30 or 11 o'clock at night and then wake up in my chair or couch, depending at the time. I don't remember what furniture I had when this show was on season one. So it took me a long time to get past like the second or third episode. And then I really got into it.
Yeah.
Very, very good show. I think one of the better Star Wars streaming shows.
For sure. Easily. I eventually watched it. I think I watched it because you talked about how good it was. Same deal. Like watched it pretty quickly, enjoyed it, and looking forward to season two. Don't remember much about it though. I might have to go back and rewatch it.
That's kind of what I'm thinking. Is it's worth a rewatch for me too. So a little that kind of spy espionage type of stuff. I wish I had a better memory.
Well, I mean, hey, you know,
across the board,
it's fair, you know.
Probably helped me in my work life too. You know,
that's
wouldn't have to write so much stuff down, or maybe if I wrote stuff down, I'd remember anyway.
It's a
vicious cycle. So, well, Mike, we're a half hour in.
Okay.
What do you say we just jump to our?
We are 5% of the way through.
No, I think I'm ready for. Unless there's something else you had before we get to our main event.
No, this is the quickest we've gotten to the main event in a long time.
I know.
Say right now.
Should I slow down?
No, I'm perfectly fine with it.
Okay.
I think the viewer is perfectly fine with it too.
Andor season two, April 22nd, 2025. Okay.
So nice.
Missed it by like 3 weeks. They could have done it on May the 4th.
That's true. Yeah, they had to start thinking about that kind of shit.
Why? How dare they?
How dare
they? Why is it that we're doing all their work and not getting compensated for it?
Come on now.
So,
All right. You want to go main event? Let's go main event.
Let's main event it. So we had a suggestion at the end of last week that we decided to take, and it was from a viewer who's not here tonight because she is with her family in Los Angeles getting ready for the Nebraska Cornhusker game. But Minnie said, I like 80s cartoons. And we hadn't really done, I don't think, an 80s cartoons.
No. I looked. But yeah, I didn't see. We had 90s shows. And mm-hmm. so for everybody, like our like what's an 80s cartoon? Me and Greg kind of talked about this. And it was like, okay, does it have to start, you know, the 80s or whatever? We just said our parameters were it just has to take place in the 80s at some point in time. So
it had to be on air, not in rerun form, because I stayed away from, and maybe you did or maybe you didn't. I mean, I know you did, but like Jetsons and Flintstones all kind of started in the 60s. And while we watched them growing up and like mm-hmm. Droopy and a lot of the Hanna-Barbera stuff, they didn't really originate. They weren't airing for the first time in the 80s. So we definitely want to like concise our window down. So.
I don't think I did because everything I looked up 80s cartoons and it was all like some, like I know like one or two of mine started like 89, but I'm like, it technically counts according to Greg's decisions, you know?
That's right.
But I realized, and I told Greg this because usually what happens is I usually get mine right away mm-hmm. just because I have more time. And then I send them to Greg and then I don't purposely do it, but sometimes I pick really good ones. And so like, there's not much left. I didn't do it this time. I was like, I told Greg, I'm purposely leaving you some, and I'm hoping you look. I didn't tell Greg which ones I'm leaving him, but I'm like, because if I don't, I realize. So what we're doing is we each pick 15, or we each write down 15, and then the other person has to pick 5, so 30 total, essentially.
Right.
And there's about 10 good 80s cartoons, and maybe 10 more okay, and then 10 that are like, some of mine I have on there I've never heard of. I've never heard of them at all.
I was doing the graphic for it, I'm like, that was a product. I don't remember that being a show.
Trust me, all these, like I looked up, they were shows. And yeah, so I'm very curious if you have, because I have some good ones on mine.
Mm-hmm.
I want to make sure there's at least two or three that I'm like, Greg should have these. If he doesn't, he didn't look them up, you know?
I think what we're going to find when we get to my list, and we're going to do my list to you second, just okay, so that people get like, which ones did mm-hmm. Mike, I mean, you left me such a wealth.
Yes. Like
it's obscene the amount of good cartoons that I have on this list for you.
Mm-hmm.
And then, and I didn't like pre-pick my 5 off of your list. Like I have ideas, but I was like, I'm getting like scraps. I'm getting the 80s cartoon scraps.
Because, like I said, if I would have picked all that I saw in the beginning, then you would have had nothing left. You would have had Shebart's Crazy World.
By the way, Fred says what we all know. Spoiler alert, many of 80s cartoons were built off toy lines.
Yes, yes.
And I can say, having young children, nothing has changed. From mm-hmm. the PJ Masks to, like, right now, it's the twins are big on Spidey and Friends, or Spidey and His Amazing Friends, or whatever. And it's like every time there's a little suit change, or they introduce a new vehicle, I'm like,
yeah.
And the boys are almost 4, like, so I can't say write it down on a Christmas or birthday list, like, like right. We want that, Daddy. Like, you ain't gonna fucking do it.
Yeah.
So
all right, I'm like I said, I'm curious what your 30 or 15 are.
All right, well, we're going to get to those next because we're going to start with the ones you gave me.
Oh, okay, okay. Yeah, yes, that's yes, yes.
And here they are. Mike, okay. What did you do to me?
All right, so we got Alvin and the Chipmunks, Denver the Last Dinosaur.
What'd you call it?
What?
You said Alvin and the Chipmunks. Chumpmunks.
Alvin and the Chipmunks.
Chipmunks.
Denver the Last Dinosaur, Heathcliff, New Adventures of Winnie the Pooh, The World of David the Gnome, Muppet Babies, Super Mario Super Show, Mask, Dino Saucers, Pound Puppies. That's the one I that's like I. It was in '80s. I've never heard of it. Pound Puppies, Teddy Ruxpin, Garfield and Friends, The Smurfs, Popeye and Son, and DuckTales.
All right. First, I want to say, never heard of Dino Saucers.
Me neither.
Heard of Pound Puppies. Yeah. Don't think I ever got into it. Yeah. And Teddy Ruxpin was the one I was like, I didn't even know there was a show about that. I'm going to take the obvious one off right away, DuckTales.
DuckTales, yes, of course. Of course.
I'm going. Here's the thing. Denver, the Last Dinosaur.
Mm-hmm.
I have that song burned in my brain.
I was going to say, you know the song.
But I don't know if it was on Tubi or one of the other apps is like, you know, more nostalgia-based type of content. And I was watching. I was trying to get my kids to watch it.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, this sucks.
Yeah, most of these probably do.
I mean, it did. But,
except for, yeah.
Yeah, I know which one's your favorite. Don't worry. Like, that's a Mike special.
Yeah.
So I'm keeping DuckTales. Uh-huh. I'm going to keep Garfield and Friends.
Yeah, yeah, classic.
I'm going to keep the Super Mario Brothers Super Show.
Good.
Mask, because I had Mask action figures. I don't think I ever actually watched Mask as a kid.
Okay, that's what I thought. I put that on there because I thought you had mentioned that at some point in time.
Yeah. Somewhere, I think actually at my mom and dad's, you know, like the old container of Greg's old stuff, you know, mm-hmm. with toys, there's still a few vehicles and characters that, you know, my boys play with when they're over there. And this one might surprise you. First of all, this is going to be a decisive statement.
Okay.
Heathcliff sucks.
It's the poor man's Garfield.
Which I think is funny because I think Heathcliff predates Garfield.
Probably, yeah.
But I'm going to say this particular show was on like Nick Jr.
Okay.
And for whatever reason, I just have fond memories of it. Also, you can't find Alvin and the Chipmunks right now. Like, it's not streaming on any service that I know of. But I'm going with The Wonderful World of David the Gnome.
Okay, I was wondering if you knew about that. And here's the thing. I don't even know if I know about it, but the picture that I saw looked so familiar.
Yep.
I'm like, have I seen this? Because I was looking, like I said, Googled 80s cartoons and gave you a ton of good ones. And then it was like the bottom of the barrels. And it was like, World of David. And then it shows a picture. And I think it was like the article was like, 80s cartoons you may have forgotten about or something. And I don't know where I would have seen it or watched it or if I did, but it so looked familiar. And I don't know, maybe it was just the cartoon style that looked familiar.
Yeah. Very distinctive. Softer colors.
Mm-hmm.
Good storytelling, very adventurous, you know, an age-appropriate adventure. It was one of those, like, if you had a sick day and you're, like, 8 years old, you're gonna end up watching, like, an hour of The World of David the Gnome.
Yeah, yeah. And so, then Price is Right, of course.
I was never a let's watch older people guess prices of things, kid.
I mean, it was just because it was on TV, and it was one of the three channels.
That's right.
So,
let's see. Fred says, Mask, DuckTales, Smurfs under protest. By the way, I want to say, if it were Kevin Huntsberger, our podcasting buddy, for the host of My 1-2-3 Cents, the podcast, if he were here, Smurfs would have been his number one off the board.
That's fair.
He's 50-whatever years old. He loves Smurfs still. That's not judging him. But, and then he says Muppet Babies was good. And there Muppet Babies is not ever going to be streamed because they borrowed a lot of intellectual property. Like they took from a lot of various sources. Mm-hmm. You could get away with it in the 80s. You can't do it now. So, you know, despite the fact it's Disney's Muppet Babies, they borrow so much so liberally from, you know, other media that it would be it's too cost averse. Thank you for concise ever put that on streaming. So if you have old VHS cassettes of Muppet Babies, you got some nostalgia 80s gold right there.
Yeah. All right, let's see if you put on what you were supposed to put on.
You know what? I'm looking at Fred's. Before we do this, Fred says, haven't seen Second List, but you need Thundar the Barbarian, Dungeons & Dragons, Spider-Man and His Amazing Friends, the Star Wars C-3PO R2 cartoon, which I remember. I actually had it. I think we talked about this before. I had a one or two of the books of that.
Yeah.
Hulk Hogan's Rock and Wrestling, G.I. Joe, and He-Man. So, Fred, prepare to be disappointed.
I was going to say, yeah, that's, yeah, some of those are.
Some of those, yes. All of those, no. Let's see if I can make Mike's day.
Okay.
We've got Beetlejuice, Inspector Gadget, Hulk Hogan's Rock and Wrestling, Gem and the Holograms, Mr. T, Silverhawks, He-Man and the Masters of the Universe, Transformers, G.I. Joe, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Dennis the Menace, Thundercats, Danger Mouse, The Real Ghostbusters, and Gummy Bears.
Okay. You did good. You did good. All right.
Which ones were you hoping that I for sure got on the list?
Inspector Gadget and Ninja Turtles and Real Ghostbusters, I think, were some of them. And maybe even G.I. Joe. Like I said, there was some, yeah. So I'm not okay. So Ninja Turtles is number one. That's easy number one. And if I'm not watching Ninja Turtles, I'm watching Ghostbusters. Okay. Going back and forth. And this is just a good Saturday morning type of day for me. I'm going with Inspector Gadget.
All right. Interesting.
Just like Denver the Last Dinosaur, the theme song is stuck in my head.
Inspector Gadget.
I don't know if there's more words to it. That's all I remember.
There are no more words.
Yeah. I'm going G.I. Joe. Then let me take my time. Let me really look around. Definitely not Jim. Gummy Bears, I don't know if I ever really watched. I might have. Got Transformers there, of course. You got He-Man. Here's Thundercats. All some great ones, but you know, the one that's kind of calling my name, and I don't know why. That's good old Dennis the Menace.
Dennis the Menace was fun.
He was.
So as I was building my list, I kept, you know, I typed one in. I was like, I'm almost positive that I was watching this at this age. And they're like, it said 93 to 95. I'm like, that no longer qualifies for this. Do you remember a cartoon? Again, this is from the, I guess, early 90s now. Mighty Max.
I remember Mighty Mouse.
No, Mighty Max. Mighty Max was a kid who had like a magical hat. And it would allow him to like transport him. And he had like a little owl guide, like, you know, a little genius, almost like a Gandalf type. And then he had Norm, who was almost like a big Viking type guy. And I'm seeing some bells.
Well, I'm looking it up and it looks somewhat familiar.
So,
yeah.
Fred says, Dennis the Menace, Mike, drugs are a hell of a thing.
It's true. I mean, it was the 80s. What are you going to do?
By the way, I'm also a gentleman of a certain age that I remember you could watch on, probably was Nickelodeon at the time. You could watch the old, like, Dennis the Menace show from the 50s.
That was
live action.
Absolutely.
I probably like that more than black the cartoon.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Oh, good times.
Maybe that's on a streaming somewhere. Who knows?
Oh, probably. Well, let's jump back to your list, Mike.
Okay.
I'm going to make you, you know, you got to save five from this list here. And I know one of them is going to be Popeye and Son.
100%. Popeye and Son, the best show ever. Still to this day. The best. And if you haven't seen it.
I never even heard of it.
Well, no, you have because I've told you about it several times.
Okay.
That will go DuckTales. I'm going to go Smurfs.
Okay, so you're knocking out that bottom row. Are you going to take Garfield and Friends too?
Not yet.
Okay.
No, because I'm going to go up to Alvin and the Chipmunks.
There you go.
And then, man. No, I'm going to go. I'm going Muppet Babies. I don't care. That was good.
Okay. I'll tell you this. Garfield and Friends, I always enjoyed the Garfield cartoons. Garfield, Odie, John,
yeah.
Nermal. Man, when they switched it to the farm, I was like, it's time to get up and, you know, get a drink of water or go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
Or like, that was not, come to find out, with the benefit of hindsight, and, you know, I think I found some of it on the streaming, something like that. Maybe it was on Netflix or something. But when you're an adult, the farm ones are even funnier. But to a kid who, you know, reads Garfield comic strips in the newspaper, you know, in the funnies every day, you didn't give a crap about Orson.
No. By the way, I just found out that Dennis the Menace, the sitcom from 1959, four seasons, is on Peacock.
Ooh.
Yes.
I have that app.
Same. I have it every once in a while, then I delete it or I unsubscribe or what, you know, whatever it is, because I'm like, I'm only watching it like once every 3 months, and then I'll want to watch something on it, be like, I'll add it again because it's only $7 or whatever it is.
Do it for a month or two and bounce back.
Exactly. Yeah. So now, let's go back to your list now.
All right. Easy peasy.
Mm-hmm.
Mine are largely the action ones. He-Man and the Masters of the Universe, G.I. Yep. Joe, Thundercats, Turtles, and Transformers.
Perfect.
Although I'm a little disappointed, you can't find Beetlejuice anywhere.
That's surprising. I would think that would be on Max, but yeah.
You would think, especially with the resurgence with the new movie, that they'd be mm-hmm. finding as much of that old content as possible.
Yeah.
Yeah. Real Ghostbusters were good. I remember Mr. T, but it was not, you know, appointment television for me.
Yeah.
So I think the only one that, you know, if I was to honorable mention one of them, I'd probably say Beetlejuice.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair.
Inspector Gadget was, okay, I think, okay at best. And the reason being is when the song's the best part about it, no, you never see the villain?
Mysterious. And he's got a helicopter coming out of his hat.
Right.
Gadget. He's got Penny, who actually does most of the work for him.
Penny and what's the dog's name? Brain.
Yes.
Oh.
See, remembering it, you're like, now it is good. Yes.
I don't know if I ever said that. They actually did, you know, with updated CGI graphics, they brought it back on Netflix or something. Garrett used to watch that. I mean, he probably burned through that a few times. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's fine.
Well, now we got what are we doing for next time now? 90s cartoons.
You know, we've already touched on a few of them.
Yeah, that's exactly.
I don't know. We'll have to think about that.
Yeah, yeah.
They are just.
You know what I realized? I was going to say. Well, one of the things I'm going to start watching Christmas movies, of course, because it's about that time. But I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to one see what old like shows. TV shows are on streaming shows, and I kind of want to watch some old Christmas, like a Home Improvement Christmas episode.
Oh yeah,
you know,
and there's an old podcast from some old people we used to associate with.
Okay,
and they would maybe count down their top four or six or somewhere in between of various topics, and I know they did some, you know, maybe a top five perhaps. TV Christmas specials. So I'm going to have that one out of the archives.
I'm going to have to look for that one. Was it a top five one?
It was a top five. I think from Tom and maybe James.
Tom and Jimmy Jams.
I haven't talked to those guys in years.
I used to mess around and pretend I didn't like it. I really did, though.
Yeah.
When I say this, I'm not trying to be mean because it was an amazing podcast, but I had actually completely forgotten about it until you just brought it up. And now kind of want to go back and rewatch some, or not rewatch, but re-listen to some of them.
Yeah.
If they're available somewhere, who knows?
It's the internet. Once it's there, it never goes away. Except for apparently when our hosting site shot the craps a couple weeks ago. Yeah. I'm like, everything's gone. But everything came back. So Fred has a couple ideas, 90s okay. cartoons or yes. 90s sci-fi series or Christmas mm-hmm. movies or top TV series Christmas episodes. So
the Christmas movies one, I think we're going to have to wait until closer to Christmas, but it's a good idea.
Yeah.
Top TV series Christmas episodes, I think it would be good, but it's for me, it's difficult to remember 15 different TV episodes. That's kind of why I want to go back and rewatch some of them, because I know right. some of them are really good. But 90s cartoons could work. I think we did 90s TV shows, but if we stick to cartoons, we might be able to. But again, some of these are 90s that we did. A 90s sci-fi series, possibly. I don't know. I don't know if I watched much sci-fi in the 90s. That was cool back then.
Oddly enough, the only two that I can really think of would be like Star Trek Next Generation and maybe like X-Files.
Yeah.
Those are the ones that jump out at me. So
yeah.
And I didn't watch either of them, really. I'm sorry.
Yeah. But 90s cartoons, we might be able to.
I think there's plenty of taffy we can pull on that. So
yeah.
Mike.
Maybe try not to do one of I'm pretty sure Heathcliff was one of those. Or one of mine was like started in 89, whatever one it was.
That's fine.
Yeah.
It's fine. We've got the list. We'll know if there's any duplicates, and if there are, who gives a crap?
Exactly.
Maybe the 90s were so poor for cartoons that Heathcliff might, or whatever, would be like, that didn't even get picked in the 80s, but it got picked in the 90s.
Yes. Yes.
No, I do have, you know, through the research that, you know, I did for this week's episode, I actually came across a lot of 90s cartoons.
Okay.
That, I was like, maybe we'll just do that. Maybe we'll just go. And then I don't know if there's going to be much to talk about in the 2000s cartoons, because we're in our 20s and I was sure. watching as many cartoons then.
Yeah, not as many.
Maybe 2000s. Unless it was on like Adult Swim, but that's very that's limited.
True. Yeah. To 2000s shows maybe or something like that. But we'll do 90s. Yeah, so 90s cartoons. Awesome.
All right. Write that down, Mike.
Yes, got it.
They are just about to start the women's championship fight.
Okay.
Which means that probably at least a half hour till Tyson and Paul. I can't believe it's down at the Jerry World, and they had, I don't know if like an intermission or something, but they had Jerry Jones, they had Michael Irvin all on the broadcast. I mean, that thing is standing. Talk about standing room only. That place is packed for this fight. So I heard somebody say Jerry Jones great with the facility, great, but horrible as far as like. As far as owner, horrible between the lines for the Cowboys, which this is not a sports podcast, but the Cowboys are not good this year. That being said, they beat my team, whatever. But hey, if you're going to go watch the fight, now's a great time to go. We thank you, Fred, for being part of the show tonight and hanging out with us. And Mike, I thank you as always for being just the swell guy that you are, a good friend.
I try.
Look forward to, you know, be able to hang out with you more here in the not too distant future, and maybe we'll get have the opportunity. I don't know how we'll do it logistically, but we'll have the opportunity in the not too distant future to do some more of these in person. So
yeah, for sure.
But that'll be it for this episode of Nerds United. Again, the Jittery Monkey podcast. Check out us and My 1-2-3 Cents, the podcast, which is a pro wrestling podcast over at jitterymonkey.com. And I believe they are doing their stuff on YouTube. My 1-2-3 cents on YouTube as well. I'm Greg Mahochko. That's Mike Luther. This is Nerds United. We remind you each and every week to be kind
and rewind.
That's what we do. That's what we say.
This is a production of the Jittery Monkey Podcast Network. For more jittery shenanigans, go to jitterymonkey.com.